This is Exit on the Left, where I share the roller coaster ride of my career in car sales. It's a tale of learning, adapting, and sometimes just holding on. Curious about what came after my first day? Let's dive into my early weeks on the lot. Traditionally, when one comes to a car dealership to purchase a vehicle, they spend time perusing the inventory. Perhaps alone or with their family, the air is filled with excitement and apprehension as families discuss features, budget, teenagers eye their dream cars, and parents calculate their finances. Eventually, an eager salesperson like a predator spotting its prey in the wild approaches. With a practiced smile, they launch into a rather rehearsed pitch. "Hey, folks, I see you've noticed our vehicle X. It just came in. I've been getting calls on it all morning. What are you driving now?" Their tone, feigned casual, has a undercurrent of desperation masked by professionalism. This moment sets the stage for the intricate dance of negotiation. As the customer navigates through the test drives, the trial and error, and the informative yet somewhat patronizing walk-arounds, they inch closer to what they hope will be a gratifying conclusion. The dream car selected, they proceed to the negotiation table, where hopes are high, but often met with the harsh truths of financial constraints, leading to moments of palpable tension. At my first dealership, behind the facade of shiny cars and slick sales pitches, there was a concentrated focus on solving the dealership's problems, reducing disappointment, controlling expectations, and maximizing profit. Only when I moved off the ground floor and started earning real commission did the true nature of this focus become clear. Each sale wasn't just a transaction. It was a carefully orchestrated play for profit. With us, the salespeople, is both the actors and the pawns. Before the grand opening, our days were packed with relentless training and role-playing. "Welcome to Vroom Vroom Sales and Leasing. My name is Keely. Are you here for our financing program?" Each handshake, no limp grips allowed, was more than just a greeting. It was the opening move in a game of chess. These sessions, while exhausting, were crucial. They not only taught us the tactics of sales, but it also started to chip away at my own barriers, built from years and years of self-doubt. In came the general sales manager, Drew, a figure who seemed to effortlessly command respect and embody success. My admiration for him was palpable, and yet there was a faint whisper of doubt that occasionally stirred in the back of my mind, fleeting shadow that I couldn't quite catch. Alongside him, Coy, the regional manager, shared the spotlight in our training sessions. They alternated between roles, imparting the wisdom of sales gurus like Joe Verde, Paul Cummings, Zig Ziglar, shaping us not into just salespeople, but into disciples of their finely honed techniques. As I learned from Drew, something within me began to stir, not just admiration, but a budding sense of wariness. Each role play, each directive he issued, while illuminating, also seemed to be laced with an underlying agenda. It was as though each lesson in customer engagement doubled as a subtle indoctrination into a more ruthless form of salesmanship. His charisma was undeniable. Yet, it was the kind that could both inspire and manipulate. Working under Drew's guidance, I found myself transitioning from a timid, unsure individual to someone who could face customers with newfound vigor and a mischievous charm. This transformation was fueled not just by desire to sell, but by a deeper, more personal drive to reclaim my sense of self-worth and agency. Yet amid this personal renaissance, there lingered a subtle unease about Drew's true motivations, a niggling doubt that perhaps not all lessons from him were to be celebrated. As the showroom lights dimmed and the last customer of the day drove away in their new car, the reality of what I'd gotten myself into began to sink in. This wasn't just a job, it was a baptism by fire. A place where every sale, every interaction could either forge you or break you. Drew's parting words that evening echoed in my mind. We need to break you before we build you up. It was a promise, or perhaps a warning, of the transformations to come. The days ahead promised no respite. From the uncompromising who's up system, where survival meant literally outpacing your peers, to the sharp lessons learned on the lot, not just from cars and customers, but from the very people I worked with. I'd soon learn that not all lessons were taught with words. Some were taught with actions, sharp and unexpected. Much like a trip in the lot by a grown man more eager to win than play fair. Tomorrow would bring another day, another deal, another drama. But tonight, as I locked up and the cool evening air hit my face, I was left wondering just how deep I was in and whether the person I was now would even recognize herself by the time Christmas rolled around. But those stories, those transformations, they're tales for another time. For now, let's just say that nothing at Vroom Vroom Sales was ever quite what it seemed. And everything, including me, was up for negotiation.